Welcome. We're so glad you are interested in the Boston Graduate School of Psychoanalysis. Before we jump in, just a little background on the Boston Graduate School of Psychoanalysis. We were founded in 1973, so we're an established institution that's been around for 45 years. We're located in Brookline, which is on the Boston border. We're in public transportation, and there's easy access to all the cosmopolitan activities that this big city has to offer. We're an accredited graduate school. We are accredited by the same board that accredits other schools here in the Boston area, such as Harvard, MIT, or other schools you may have heard about. We are the only independent graduate school in the country that offers master's and doctorate degrees in psychoanalysis. So if you're interested in psychoanalysis, we're the place to be. We have an interesting statistic about our school, which I think can leave you with a good feeling. Our students leave very well prepared to take their licensing exam. And in fact, 99% of our students have successfully passed that exam. And more importantly, 94% of our students have continued to build successful careers. They either employed in the field or have continued to go on to another doctoral program. Our programs are designed with you in mind, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But let's first talk about the job market, something I'm sure you're all interested in. First of all, you have absolutely chosen the right career path, especially if you're looking for long-term employment. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, over the next 8 years, jobs in mental health counseling will grow 23%. In fact, I'm hearing that this is one of the fastest growing fields today. But why is this field growing? Unfortunately, it is because of the data on this slide. One in every five people experience mental illness, and nearly one out of every 25 adults in America live with a serious mental illness. That's a pretty startling statistic. The point is that there is a constant and growing need for therapists. But what about you? At the end of the day, you are probably going into the mental health field to help others, and you want to be the most effective therapist you can be so your clients can live a better life. Whether you want to work in clinics, maybe with people struggling with addiction, or you want to establish private practices, working with children or adults, couples, families, or you want to work in schools with troubled children or teenagers, or you want to enter into a doctoral program for greater breadth and depth of study, we will provide you with the knowledge, the skills, and the best clinical training you can get, which includes a heightened sense of self-awareness, so you know how to respond to your clients in the most impactful way. That is what I meant when I said we design our programs with you in mind. We believe the more you know about you, the more you can know about another person and the more effective you can be. You leave here with more than a degree. You leave here with a better understanding of who you are, which not only impacts your life, but impacts the work you will do with your patients. Okay. So how do we do what we're claiming to do? What sets us apart? And I'm now going to go into what I consider the meat of the presentation, because we believe there are three key areas that separate us from other schools. We believe it is these three areas which help students to be the most successful and effective therapists possible. So I'm going to take you through each one of these three areas. Starting with number one, we combine practical degrees with a psychodynamic approach so you can learn how to work successfully with a broad range of people at the deepest level. Let me first address the practical piece of this. At BGSP, you will receive all the academic and clinical training you will need to be eligible for the license in mental health counseling. Getting this license makes it easier to build a private practice or to secure a job in a clinic or school. But in addition to providing the standard academic and clinical training required for the license, Unlike any other mental health counseling program, we infuse the required curriculum with a psychodynamic approach. This is the secret sauce, if you will. But what does this mean? Most programs in mental health counseling teach students how to address the symptoms, the negative behaviors that are damaging clients' lives. They do not look at the unconscious motivations which reinforce the negative behaviors. We teach our students to use the relationship, the dynamic, if you will, between the patient and the client to explore the psyche at both the conscious and unconscious levels in order to understand these motivations. Students learn how to uncover and address the root of the problem so people can break through their personal barriers and move on to a better life. So it's a practical degree, but is also a very deep approach. So now I'm going to go on to the second claim that we're making here, which is more clinical training and supervisory hours is also what makes us unique. At BGSP, you will receive more clinical training with a broader range of patients than in any other program. How can we claim this? Well, not only will you be placed in an internship, which is a required clinical element of all license-eligible programs, you will also be placed into a field work experience. So in fact, you have two real-world clinical placements, giving you access to working with a broader range of patients, more clinical hours, and more experience to leverage into your careers. And in fact, your clinical training can begin as soon as the second semester. In addition, you will receive on-site supervision along with supervision at BGSP to support both your internship and fieldwork placements. So now I'm going to move on to the third reason why we think we're unique. And I think, in fact, this is the most unique of the unique. As mentioned earlier, we believe that the more you know about you, the more you can know about the other person. Knowing your own emotions helps you to become more aware of what is going on in the dynamic between you and your patients. It gets you closer to separating out what is coming from the patient and what is going on with you. Also, by becoming more aware of what might get triggered and tested when you're working with those who have mental illness, this can protect you against burnout, which often comes when doing this type of work. So studying at BGSP includes the studying of self. We are the only program that requires that as part of your training, you attend your own analysis. So now I'm going to move into the more practical description of our program. And I'm going to take you through what are the master's degrees that we are talking about here. We have two clinical master's degrees. One is the master's in mental health counseling, and one is the master's in psychoanalysis. The master's in mental health counseling is the license eligible master's to practice counseling. When you complete this program, you will have everything you need to be license eligible to move forward towards obtaining your license. But also, that's the practical piece, but also during your study here, you will gain an in-depth clinical experience and supervision with the psychodynamic orientation. You will be prepared for doctoral study. Within the master's in mental health counseling tract, there are two optional specializations for those interested. We have one in addictions counseling and one in child and adolescent work. So then you see we also offer a master's in psychoanalysis. What's the difference between these two programs? There's really only one. The master's in psychoanalysis is not license eligible. You will not have to do the specific requirements that the state requires in order to get that license. Some people are not interested in having this license. They might be coming from other countries that don't require the license, so they don't need it. They might already have a license. So this is a shorter path towards a master's degree. It just doesn't get you to the point where you're license eligible. So it does include gaining the in-depth clinical experience in supervision with the psychodynamic orientation. And it does also prepare you for doctoral study work. So those are the two programs that we're talking about this morning. So as the admissions director, I think it's time for me to tell you a little bit about the admissions process. A spring semester begins in February. There is a priority deadline of November 15th. This is for those people who are applying from out of the country and may need time to obtain their visas once they are accepted. We accept applications on a rolling basis, and there is two parts to the admissions process. The first part are the written requirements, which are listed above, and they're pretty straightforward. And it's simple, actually. And in fact, you can look through each one of these, and you might note that we do not require a GRE. So just fill out your application forms, get us three letters of reference, at least one hopefully academic. We need a one-page statement of interest of why you want to come to school here and be with us. We need an official transcript of your undergraduate or graduate school if you've attended. We'd like an academic writing sample, and there's a $100 application fee for, you know, to allow us to work on reviewing the application materials. Once all these materials are in and it looks like you're able to do graduate level academic work, you will be contacted to come in for three interviews with members of the faculty. These will be three separate interviews with three separate faculty members. This is a chance for us to get to know you and for you to get to know us to ensure this is the best fit. And now's the end of the formal presentation, and I'd like to open it up for questions for those people that are with us today. And please feel free to ask me a question or ask Ms. Salik a question. And just open it up. Do people have any questions?